Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
You did rap yesterday.
I did rap.
Yeah, after the show, we had a recording session.
Yes.
You recorded a diss track for Rick Neuheisel.
You are my Dr. Dre.
That's right, I am.
You rap better than I do, but I did my best.
Yeah, I'm not going to dispute that.
I'm telling you, it was just like the scene in Straight Outta Compton when they were trying to teach Eazy-E how to rap. Okay, say it like this, man. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but it was unnatural. Because it should have been you teaching me.
No. Nope. That's not how the world works. Quit profiling, man.
That's right.
Come on.
This is the difference
Come
here.
Come on.
But we might play a snippet of that a little bit later in the show.
So thank you for your brilliance.
Oh, well, listen, you're my muse, right?
There you go. Boom.
We start with another victory for the Cleveland Indians last night.
Never going to lose. I told you all that a week ago.
This one was dramatic, tying the game in the ninth inning, two outs. And then in the 10th, Jay Bruce, who was having, of course, he's having the season to remember. He was good with the Mets this year, and then they traded him to the greatest story in baseball. And he has continued that with the walk-off single last night as the Indians reached 22, beating the Kansas City Royals. And I know that people are bringing up this whole, well, they probably want to lose thing. And
whatever.
Terry Francona, if you could... You could ask him what he really thought. He'd probably say he wants to lose a game. And the reason why I disagree with it this time, and a caller brought up the whole chasing a streak thing and how that can get into your mind. And then when you reach that, you kind of take your foot off the gas pedal because it's like a goal accomplished before the championship. Well, here's why I disagree with this one. Because I don't look at this Indians team that they're going out every night chasing the 1918 New York Giants. Like, they're not doing that. They're just winning. With the Warriors, that was a record. That Bulls team was a record people would always talk about. Was it ever going to be broken? The way that Jordan is still to this day is someone that's canonized in sports. And people would bring that up. So, yeah, when the Warriors got there, there was something to be said about that. But then also, you know, they had some issues, too. And Steph Curry wasn't 100%. Draymond Green got suspended. That's not the only reason they lost. The Indians, I don't think, are like, man, if we get this streak, this all-time streak that's not even really a winning streak because there was a tie in there, man, that's what we need to accomplish. This team's not thinking about that. They're just winning baseball games.
They're thinking about winning, and that's all they want to do. They want to continue. They're aware that there's a streak there, but they want to continue to win. They're on an epic run. They're enjoying the hell out of it. And so why not go out there and embrace it? And that's exactly what they're doing. You want to win. You don't need to lose. And if you do lose, and when they do lose, you sit back, reflect on what you just went through, and then you move on to the next game. That's exactly what they're going to do. That's what championship teams do. And so while this is great, and once it ends, will you be upset? Sure you will, but you won't be as melancholy as you would be if you lose a championship again like you did a season ago. So nothing wrong with chasing it if that is what they're doing. I think they're just chasing W's. They don't want it to end. This is surreal. This is a once-in-a-lifetime deal they're going through. So embrace it. Continue to go out there and try to win. And each night, as we've been saying, it's been someone differently. And so I have no problem with this. And I've never been one that says, oh, you need to lose. As I said yesterday, no, you want to be tested. And they were tested last night. This is the first game during the streak where they had to go to extra innings and they had a walk-off. So you want to be tested. And everyone's being tested because someone differently is stepping up and coming through for this team. So they can once they get to the playoffs and they get in another pressure cooker situation, they can rely on any and everybody on that bench or who's out there starting. It's amazing how many guys have come through during this streak, and that's what you need if you are going to embark on something like this run.
Yeah, and games like this, I mean, to be in a game like this that was postseason-like, and to be at home and to see the fans going crazy. I mean, they don't have to worry about clinching a playoff spot. They don't have to worry about getting into the postseason. And the fact that that stadium was packed the way it was and you had people standing up and sweating as if this was the World Series all over again just shows you how much it's invigorated them. And they're going to have moments like that through the postseason. They are the undisputable best team in baseball right now. And they were so close last year that if they don't go and get it done this year with this streak, I mean, that's just going to be a huge punch to the gut. But how could you pick against them right now? I mean, baseball could turn on a dime.
Right.
There's nothing more contagious in sports than baseball teams, whether it's a pitching staff or a lineup or whatever it is. And when everybody's hot, everybody's hot. When everybody's cold, everybody's cold. And things can change very quickly. But for them, I just, they'll lose a game, sure. They're going to probably lose a game in the playoffs, too.
Yeah.
But I don't see them completely doing a 180, and then all of a sudden, it's just, wow, that streak was cool, and now we stink.
And that streak ruined them. No, it didn't ruin them. That's part of it. You want to win all 162 if you can, but that's never going to happen. So if, let's say they don't win the championship, I'm not going to blame it on the streak. Did it take a lot out of them? No, they were playing baseball. You want to go out there, whether it's the beginning of the season, middle or the end, and you want to win the game. And so that's what they're doing. They just happen to be winning at an epic clip.
And it's baseball, too. I mean, it's not like, in basketball, you're chasing something at the end of a regular season when you have everything clinched and your starters are playing every minute of every game because you want to go get that streak. It's not like in football where you want to have an undefeated regular season, you've got the number one seed wrapped up, and the last 2 weeks of the season, you're playing your starters and you're putting them at risk to get hurt in the most violent pro game we know when there's no reason to do that. It's baseball. Hey, these guys go out there, they play every day. That's what they're used to. Hey, they're going to be exhausted. You give them a day off here or there, they're still going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something that we need to remember. The exhaustion is not going to be a factor with these guys. And I think that going all the way to the World Series and seven games in the World Series is going to work in their favor, not against them. I mean, they already went through this. They already have the stamina to do it. They added some players, all being the offseason and now here at the trade deadline. They're going to be okay. It's amazing that people have a negative slant on this streak. I've heard more of that, like, man, this is going to work. How is it going to work against them?
You play to win the game.
It's just silly.
Right.
Just
they put the games on the schedule. You're supposed to win them, right?
Yeah.
They're winning them. How's that negative?
Yeah, I think people just want to say, well, it's all about the championship, and of course we know that. How could this possibly be a negative
thing? You have to get to the championship. You have to get to the games that matter towards the championship. This matters, but it's on the schedule. Hey, let's go out and lose today. No, you don't say that. No matter where you sit in the standings, you go out and say, let's go win one today.
Yeah,
that's what you say. You negative people out there,
who wants to play them, right? Who wants to play the
Cleveland Indians? You have no joy, no fun, no seasons in the sun. Zilch.
You must have just heard that.
I was jamming it on the way in here, man. I was screaming. I hadn't heard it in forever.
Yeah.
Love that song.
Well, you were listening to it on your phone or on a radio station?
No, it came on the phone.
Oh, came on the
my Spotify or something.
Oh, okay.
One of those music
cool,
joints.
Very good.
Cherry Jacks.
Yeah.
I was reminiscing, Doc.
Seasons in the Sun.
Oh. Oh, there we go. Seasons in the sun. But the hills that we climb were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, my friend. It's time to die.
Whoa, that's a little freaky.
That's what he says. That's all the birds are singing in the sky.
That's what Mike Brown should have said to Marvin Lewis 5 years ago.
No.
But he's still the coach of the Cincinnati Bengals.
I'm not calling for Marvin's firing. I am calling, though, for maybe Jay Gruden or Hugh Jackson come back and run this offense. Maybe a new quarterback. That is some bad offense, and they were discussing the different faces on the offensive line and ones who've moved on and how hurt they were when Whitworth moved on. They thought they had a deal with him, a big piece on that offensive line, but they couldn't block to save their lives.
Texas defense is a good defense.
Oh, yeah, they're a damn good defense. Even without J.J. Watt a year ago,
right.
The best defense in the league, but Andy Dalton's just missing guys
it's
left
terrible.
And right.
Yeah, yeah. And the Ravens defense is a good defense, shut them out last week, but they haven't scored a touchdown in 2 weeks, and they were home this week. They're coming off a shutout. I know it's a short week, but, I mean, it is pathetic.
Colin Kaepernick could do that.
Yeah, he could, and do it maybe even a little bit better.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd look better in getting shut out, I think, and only settling for field goals last night, like the Cincinnati Bengals did. And I don't know if this is a season that's going to go completely down the tubes for the Bengals. I wouldn't expect it to because they are very, very talented, but they are just lifeless. And the issue sometimes with teams that are like this is once it gets to 0-2 and it's sort of the same cast of characters, I don't know if it's just maybe it's like a here we go again, or I don't know, or Marvin's been saying the same stuff for the last 3 decades to us. I just don't have a great feeling about it. There's nothing more maddening in all of sports, in my opinion, than bad offensive football. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about a good defense shutting down an offense. I'm talking about a team like the Bengals, who they're bad on offense. It's so tough to watch. Give me a crappy basketball team turning the ball over. Give me a baseball team striking out left and right. When you watch an NFL football team in today's world, where you're so used to quarterbacks going down the field and big plays and exciting offense, just sputter and miss guys and bad offensive line play and carries for a half a yard. It's just, it gives you a headache. Does. It's horrible.
Dre Kilpatrick, the cornerback for the Bengals, summed it up nicely. We suck.
That's right.
And defensively, they got enough playmakers over there. You look at Geno Atkins last night. This guy is still a beast. Been in the league for a while now and still hard to block. He got in Deshaun Watson's grill all night long. Burfict will be back after his suspension. They have good players on the defensive side of the ball. Adam Pac-Man Jones, after missing the first game, having to sit out the first ball game, came out and made some plays last night in the kicking game as well as that cornerback taking on DeAndre Hopkins all night. But defensively, they're fine. Offensively, they are so lacking, and it starts at quarterback. And Andy Dalton, you've been in this league 5, 6, 7 years now, man. Make a pass. Oh, throw a receiver open. You have A.J. Green. You just throw it up. Throw up a 50-50 ball. The ball's nowhere in the vicinity of A.J. Green. So there's no excuse. You got A.J. Green. You got Eifert. I mean, you got talent out there on the field. You got Brandon LaFell is about 6'5", 6'6". And you can't get the ball to this tall guy. And so you have 18 touchdowns, 8 interceptions a season ago. And we got a guy who had 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions a season ago with no talent to speak of. Zilch. And he can't get a damn job. You got a job. You're making $16, $17 million a year. And I'm not going to count your money. But you're being paid nicely. And you have talent around you. And yet, you still can't do anything with that.
Andy Dalton did throw a touchdown pass last night, but it was called back because Tyler Eifert was out of bounds and then the first person to touch the ball when he came inbounds and the flag is thrown. It was just poetic justice for this Bengals team. It wasn't only Dre. This was a burf night for them. There's no doubt about it. Cincinnati Bengals. No doubt. That was why that song was written.
Offensively, they're challenged, man. They've got to find they have the playmakers. They have them at running back. They all three of those guys can take it the distance. They have it at wide receiver. They have it at tight end. And on the flip side, Houston, no tight ends to speak of. You got offensive linemen playing tight end. You have running backs playing wide receiver. Three wide receivers, no tight end. They elevate a guy from the practice squad. And I mean, nothing to speak of on the offensive side of the ball other than Hopkins
and Watson. His big run was
Deontay Freeman looked well running the ball. Lamar Miller as well.
You made the classic mistake, man, and he's a Longhorn.
Hook 'em horns.
Foreman. You went Freeman.
Did I call him Freeman?
You did.
Damn it.
Come on,
Foreman.
Man. What are you doing?
I said Devontae Foreman.
Hook 'em by God.
You did not hear me say Freeman.
I did.
He plays for the Falcons.
Man.
He went to Florida
State. That's Devontae, not even Deontay.
I said Deontay Foreman.
No, you did
Hook
not.
Hook 'em by God.
Yeah,
that's right.
Geez.
That too.
Media
anyway.
Icon. Look. What are you doing?
San Diego Chargers.
Media icon.
Brian Jones. It wasn't only Dre Kirkpatrick who had stuff to say last night from the Bengals. You can tell they're really frustrated. So the greatest player in the NFL, Adam Pac-Man Jones, sarcastically, he said, when you win special teams and defense, you win field position, you're supposed to win the blank in game. So that's a big shot at the offense.
Garbage.
Yeah, and several Bengals, this is according to Richard Skinner of the Cincinnati media.
What's up, Skin?
Dick Skinner said several Bengals players in the locker room said out loud, we just lost to the worst team in the league.
Damn,
which
no
is
way.
A total exaggeration.
You are the worst team right now.
Yeah, and you also have the Jets and the 49ers
right.
and the Colts that are way worse.
Why would you say that?
Well,
team that's beating you in the playoffs, they beat you every time they see you.
Yeah. A.J. Green, we can live with Andy missing a throw here or there, but when it's crunch time, we've got to find a way to get our playmakers the ball. Sounds like people are very upset with Andy Dalton and
it
his play.
Be.
But, of course, but to vocalize it in that
right.
way with a quarterback who has taken them to the playoffs, a quarterback who has gotten big money, he's supposed to be a leader, to vocalize it like that after a couple of bad games, that's not a good thing for him.
2 years ago, he was like 25, 26 touchdowns and seven picks, and that's when he really got paid after that season. But what have you done for me lately? Nothing.
Yeah.
Zilch. Can't score a touchdown? Two games? Really?
Come on. Marvin Lewis said that he was asked directly about Andy Dalton's job security, and he sort of laughed it off. Another one of these, and you don't laugh it off. I think at that point, you can make excuses and give reasons for the first couple of games. Two good defenses, first game of the season, then you come back on a short night. The Texans have one of the best defenses in football. Fine. You put another one of these up on the board, then you got to start thinking about a change.
And who do they play next? The Packers?
Yeah, that's a defense that's a boomer bust, more on the bust side. But I think that they've gotten a lot better. At one game this year, pretty good against the Seattle Seahawks, who still have their struggles with their offensive line. But, I mean, they're going to get walloped. I just wonder how bad the offense is going to be in that game. At least I think they are.
If Andy Dalton continues to play like he's playing and that offensive line is as porous as it was, now you're going up against Watt, who looked the part. The J.J. Watt we've seen in the past, guy who only played three games a year ago, and Clowney and Bernardrick McKinney, who's one of the brightest linebackers out there, a couple years in the league now in Mississippi State. And when you're going up against that defense, okay, they're going to get there, as I understand that. But you had opportunities to make plays. You didn't make plays. You have playmakers. The ball does not get in their hands. There's no excuse for that.
855-212-4CBS. If you want to join the show, 855-212-4227. Lines are open. A bogus update and a tale as old as time. The athlete and the porn star. We're coming right back.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
You're playing music on your surface again. Yeah.
Dang. Sorry. Yes. At least it didn't have any curse words in it.
You are very consistent. I will give you that.
What?
It was back-to-back days. You have a new streak now. You have an Indians-like streak. Back-to-back days where the surface is playing loud music while we're on the air. So, see.
Well, their streak is good. Mine is not.
I know. Bogish is here, and he's got an update for us. What's happening,
Andrew?
This
is a streak for him, 5 days in a row. Yeah.
Of what, being here?
Yeah.
That makes zero sense.
I know.
Okay, as long as you do.
Off to a great start.
All right, Houston Texans head coach Bill O'Brien wouldn't tell us before Thursday Night Football who his starting QB would be, even though we all knew it was rookie Deshaun Watson. So after a 13-9 win in Cincinnati last night, O'Brien finally able to explain the move away from Tom Savage.
Try to make decisions in the best interest of the team, Aaron.
It's Andrew, but proceed, coach.
You know, I really do. I just... I care about what the guys in that locker room think, and I talk to a couple of my assistants and see what they think, Romeo and a couple other guys, and then I make a decision.
Romeo Crennel getting a shout out. The decision certainly
paid
off.
Romeo's just at the point of his career. He's like, man, I don't care. Do what you want to do, man. Like, I'm a defensive guy. I don't care.
I'm a consultant now.
Stop.
Don't put it on me.
Bothering me.
Trying to have my lunch.
Just want to be left alone.
Why do you put the camera on me? I'm sitting up here in the box.
So I'm not asking for a lot here. Just leave me alone.
So the decision did pay off when Watson scrambled 49 yards into the end zone in the final minute of the first half for the only touchdown of last night. Andy Dalton didn't turn the ball over after 5 giveaways in week 1, but the Bengals offense still without a TD this season.
We got to look at it and find a way to correct it because we have to score touchdowns. If you're going to win in this league, you have to score touchdowns. And, for us, we haven't done that. And so we got to get it fixed.
First time in 50 seasons that Cincy hasn't reached the end zone in the first 2 games of a season. Marshawn Lynch is in trouble for the first time as a Raider, reportedly fined $12,000 for a double middle finger salute Sunday. Thank you, Brian.
My question is, would it have been 6 for 1?
Yeah. What's up with the 12, right?
Right, because if I need to know that if I'm a player, because I'll go double every time if it's 12, no matter what. Because you might as well get more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
It's more all about value these days.
In Cleveland last night, another Indians win, 22 in a row after being one strike away from losing. Francisco Lindor doubled in a run, bottom 9 to extend the game. Then Jay Bruce ended it with his own RBI. I double 3-2, the final over the Royals when the Angels then lost to the Astros 5-2. Cleveland clinched a playoff spot. Anaheim's now 3 games behind Minnesota for the second AL wild card. The Twins down the Jays 3-2-10 on Byron Buxton's game-ending solo shot. Seattle a 10-4 win in Texas. And the Yankees hammer the Orioles 13-5. Aaron Judge, a pair of 3-run homers.
Oh, it's Judgment Day.
Phillies rookie Rhys Hoskins, another long ball as well. Now 18 in his first 34 career games. The previous quickest to 18 was Yankee catcher Gary Sanchez in 45 games. Philly manager Pete McCannon tired of talking about Hoskins.
Hoskins hit another one. Blah, 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 blah about Hoskins.
That was tongue-in-cheek, right?
Yes, it was. Yes, the Phillies pounded the Marlins 10-0. The Cubs ran over the Mets 14-6. And the AAC shuffling the schedules of 7 teams to accommodate canceled UConn, USF, and UCF Memphis games from Hurricane Irma. They've paid out millions of dollars to schools to not, like 1AA schools, not to play these teams. Yeah. Teams gave up their bye weeks. One game is on a Sunday. But somehow they figured things out.
Yeah.
It's amazing the money that exchanges hands. I guess it's not amazing what we know in sports, but that goes from the big school
right.
to the little guy.
That's why they play. And Mike Oresco, the commissioner of the AAC, has got some work ahead of him. Looks like they're figuring it out on the go. But, yeah, it's tough when you're dealing with Mother Nature. You had it last year, the brouhaha between LSU and Florida because of Matthews and all that nonsense that was going on. So, yeah, that's why you play the big boy, so you can get paid.
Yeah, that's
you got
what
Mercer
it is.
And Auburn. Really? Come on.
Yeah. Georgia State got $1.1 million out of this to not play somebody.
Jeez. I love when you have that underdog, though, that'll beat the favorite, and then everybody will write the next day, whomever just paid this small school $1 million to beat their ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It happened with Howard. Howard got $600K to go to UNLV and win.
That's great.
Appalachian State, that's the most memorable one from a while ago. And someone beat Florida a couple years ago, Georgia Southern or Georgia State. One of those Georgia teams, pick one, beat Florida there in the swamp.
This Mia Khalifa won't go away. She is an adult film star. She has decided to get out of that business, I guess. She's not making any more new films.
She's just an actress now.
She's going to pop up in the latest Lord of the Rings or whatever. The new Fast and Furious Mia Khalifa is going
to. Many of them have transitioned from that profession to just conventional acting, right?
There's one that actually does a fantasy football show on satellite radio now. It's crazy.
Oh, really?
And Lisa Ann, who was an adult film star for a long time, is now like a fantasy football expert.
She good? Well, you said expert, so she must be good.
Well, yeah, I shouldn't say expert. She's more of a novelty, I guess.
Okay.
You know, for the people that listen to that. So Mia Khalifa, she's a Washington, D.C. sports fan, and she... Anytime people DM her, athletes love Mia Khalifa. They're always DMing her, and then she's exposing them and putting up the tweets. Chad Kelly was involved in that. Who was the other? There was just a guy recently who was involved in a Mia Khalifa DM deal. And now there's the latest, which was yesterday, which was Deshaun Watson's birthday. And at 10:35 a.m., wherever Mia Khalifa was.
Well, apparently she's in Texas because she said that's how they met. He's near her in the area somewhere, so she's in the Houston area.
Okay. And I think she does spend some time still in D.C. because she's doing stuff there, the Baltimore area, whatever. It was Wilson Contreras was the other Mia Khalifa.
Oh, that's right.
The recent one. So she posts this video saying, "Happy birthday, Deshaun Watson. For the record, I let you block that dunk because you're a rookie and I didn't want to risk hurting you before game one." So then I'm like, oh, wow, what is this? Is this Mia Khalifa watching Deshaun Watson on TV, or is he really in the video? You play the video. She's in some apron of sorts. I don't know what that thing is. And she's running with a mini basketball in front of a mini hoop. And who is standing there is Deshaun Watson blocking Mia Khalifa's shot. And I have a feeling there wasn't much blocking going on after that. It was probably...
Well, you have to believe her when she says strictly platonic, right?
No. There is no way. There is no way that Deshaun Watson did not have
sex. Why is there no way?
With Mia Khalifa. Because it's
what?
Their people.
They're people.
They're people. They're young, attractive people. I see all these athletes' obsession with Mia Khalifa. He's there. You don't go to Mia Khalifa's place or invite Mia Khalifa over to play mini basketball
sure
in the kitchen.
Sure you
kit.
Do.
Oh, stop it.
Sure you do.
You're out of your mind. Get a different friend.
This looked good from afar.
Get a
Let's
friend.
Just be friends.
Get a friend named Josh or something if you want to just hang out, you know?
You have female friends that are hot. I'm not saying she's all that
you
hot.
You are the worst.
Why?
Don't even try to come up with a contrarian take on here.
Why?
You know what was going on after
no
that
way.
Video.
It was a little dinner and a little dunking. Basketball
yeah, that's
style.
That's it, right? It's just
basketball
go
style.
Kiss on the cheek, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you next time. Next time, my
right.
place.
Yeah,
I'm
sure.
cooking.
Because she's that much of a great hangout. Mia Khalifa.
Maybe she is.
And she's so
Let's
wonderful.
Let's not pigeonhole her.
Oh, I'm sorry.
May have a great personality.
But all right, fine. What about that other one with Rob Gronkowski and BB Jones from a few years ago? That was a picture that went viral. She was wearing his jersey. He was shirtless. They took a picture together.
You think she and Gronk?
Yeah. You think that was a few years ago, like 2010, 2011, yeah. somewhere around
it's
there.
Around.
But no, this is a different one. BB Jones, this was. The different. But do you think that they were just hanging out, just playing dress up
no.
together?
No. They weren't.
Oh.
This one, they
but
were.
But this one, they were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Sean, right, sure. he's a good dude. He wouldn't do that. He was just playing basketball, met
what,
a friend.
Would it
there.
Make him a bad dude
no,
if he
it
did? So
no.
then I don't understand.
No. Well,
you could be a good dude and be involved in this.
No, I'm just saying, he wouldn't do that.
You're out of your mind, man. He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't.
For what reason?
They're just friends.
All right. I'm going to back out of this one before I get even angrier. I can't stand you sometimes.
What other? She makes a good stromboli, you know.
Yeah, right. There's the sounds he was making after he ate her goulash.
Oh, that's what they call it.
No, I'm talking about the food. You just said stromboli.
I know.
I'm saying stromboli. You said stromboli. I came up with a different dish.
I got you.
You guys are sick. All he is.
Oh, we're sick.
Yep, that's right. Mikey B and Pete and you and Bogus, sickos.
We're sick.
Every hook them.
Yeah.
All right. The Ravens are doing this thing. I saw this at a minor league baseball stadium, and now the Ravens are doing it. It's got to be they've got to get money out of this, I'm sure, from this company, Origin, that is a biotech firm.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to give... The Ravens are going to give their fans DNA test kits for their game against the Browns this week. Cool. So that's what you get at the door. Not a bobblehead, not a rally towel, but rather a DNA test kit to get your genetic makeup by rubbing the inside of your cheek. Now, this to me, is, I just wouldn't do that. Like, this is where my conspiracy theory sci-fi brain goes into mode. Like, let's just get a bunch of football fans to swab their cheeks and send us so we can have them in a database and we can do whatever we want. Then we'll get their social security numbers and then we'll take over the world.
Equifax has already done that.
Yeah.
So you think this is a conspiracy by the company or by the Ravens?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I would not participate in this thing because of extreme paranoia.
Okay. Whether it's coming from the Ravens or you just
I think it's coming from yourself. This company. I think it's coming I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad about the company. But it wouldn't come from the Ravens. Ravens just taking their money.
This is a great way for the company to make a name for itself,
definitely,
to get its name out there. I'd never heard of them, of course. The ones you know of, Ancestry.com. I gave them $200, and they told me I was African. And like, duh, nothing gets by you guys. And the other one that I haven't done has been just sitting in a drawer in my house for forever. 23andMe, I believe, is the other one. And apparently that one's a little bit more in-depth as far as what you can find out.
Is that the one that will help you find your dad?
I have no idea, but it supposedly drills a little deeper than Ancestry.com. And so I haven't done that. But the point I'm trying to make is that we are aware of those two companies, and this one I'd never heard of. And so now we're talking about it, which is what they want, and they're going to hand out samples at the stadium if you choose to use it or choose not to use it. At least they've gotten some pub out of this deal already.
Yeah.
Because this is unique as far as a marketing opportunity, and anytime you can align with the NFL brand, you take well advantage of it.
Yeah, that never interested me. The
DNA?
Whole figuring out. Yeah. And I know that without the people before me, I would not be here, mm-hmm. and I know why it interests people, but for me, it's just not, I don't know, I never got into that. Like, I had relatives that were living in who knows where. I don't know. And it never hit me. So that's why I'm not swabbing my mouth, man.
Well, like the conversation we were having prior to the show, we were talking about the big fight this weekend. And I think Triple G and I may be cousins because he's from one of them stands.
Yeah, that's right. Kazakhstan.
Yeah, and I'm Uzbekistan.
Yeah, but different places.
Little small. I know they're different places, but they're next door.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
We may be fifth cousins or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
you never know. The stands, they're all intermingled.
All of the stands?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. It ends in stand. Come on. Duh.
So it has to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Naturally. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk some college football. Louisville Clemson. That's the only game you should be caring about other than your own team's game. We're coming right back.
Follow us on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Coming up on the show, hour and 15 minutes, Danny Cannell is going to join us now with CBS Sports, doing a lot of digital stuff for them, talking some college football in an hour and 15 minutes with Danny, and we have our picks coming up as well. We also need to go down and get Coop and Calhoun involved for week two, the two security guys that have communication problems. We will have them make picks in a second week, but we'll talk some college football on our own right now, and it really is all about Clemson and Louisville this week. There's not a lot of big, sexy matchups. Of course, whatever team you root for, you don't care who they're playing. You're going to be into it. But as far as the national landscape goes, we're talking about Clemson and Louisville. And I know Louisville's got problems with their offensive line. And that's why every time I try to make a case for them, I can't, because of what Clemson did last weekend. And I don't care if that was the best game that they've ever played in their lives, that defensive line, and then they followed up with the worst game they played in their lives. They're just so damn good. I can't. Defensive linemen aren't streaky. You know, they're just not. And you put them up against a porous offensive line, it's just going to be a bad recipe. It just is. And Lamar Jackson, yes, he's amazing. He can get himself out of anything. I think he's been better this year so far than at any point in a two-game stretch he was last year with the numbers he's put up. But it's just too much of a tall task. And this defense for Louisville was really, really good last year for a stretch. I haven't seen that capability this year from them. I've been trying the last couple of days, come up with a strong case for Louisville in this game. I can't do it. I think Clemson wins, they cover, and Lamar Jackson comes back to earth a little bit after an impressive first 2 weeks.
He played well versus Clemson a year ago, almost brought him back for the victory there in Death Valley, and didn't get it done, of course. So I agree. I think Clemson wins this ball game. That defense is so formidable. I think they're better than they were a season ago, especially up front. And they have a nice little rotation with those guys. Seems like everyone that played on that D-line got a sack last week. 11 sacks after no sacks in the initial ball game versus Kent State. So, and what we did see at the end of the season were teams were able to figure out this offense and figure out Lamar Jackson. They knew how to corral him. They knew how to get those defensive ends up the field. And the linebackers were able to rally if the D lineman couldn't get to Lamar Jackson. Linebackers got him, and he really looked like a mere mortal in those last three ball games of the season, which they lost. And you remember Houston sacked Louisville 11 times a year ago. And this at Houston defense, while they were good, they're nowhere near as good as Clemson is right now. On the flip side, Louisville's defense, Peter Sermon comes over from Mississippi State as the defensive coordinator. And while they held UNC to 17 yards rushing a week ago, this would be a tougher task going up against this Bryant kid, the new quarterback there at Clemson. This guy is the truth. Gets knocked out of the game a week ago versus Auburn, comes back in, and he's accounted for both touchdowns that they scored. He is a tough young man. He's a big human being, and he is so strong. And he made some good throws in this ball game. I think you're going to have to force him to make some more if you're Peter Sermon in that Louisville Cardinals defense. And not so sure they can hold up against this juggernaut, even with a young quarterback under center.
Yeah, so if Lamar Jackson, if he can somehow win this game, then all this talk about him being overlooked for the Heisman goes away immediately, naturally. That's a pretty obvious statement. But coming into this week, there hasn't been a lot of talk about him repeating, and it's difficult to repeat. Sure, it doesn't happen a lot, and it doesn't happen ever, really. But this is someone who, in the first 2 weeks, has been doing remarkable things. I think that probably because he is last year's phenomenon, that has something to do with it. And also, I think that people are looking at this game like, all right, well, let's just wait and see what he does with this opponent before we start crowning him again.
And it also goes back to those last three ball games. The last impression we had of him was getting his butt whipped. He, right, and that team, while it's not all on him, they didn't look that good. And he won the Heisman on the strength of those earlier ball games, going on the road and playing against Clemson and playing pretty well and posting over 1,000 yards in the first two ball games, whipping up on Florida State in that second ball game, I believe it was, last year. So he won it on the strength of those performances because he was not the same player, and that team was not the same team down the stretch. So, of course, you play a team like Purdue, who's, you know, they're not great, but they're not as bad as they have been in the past. I think Jeff Brohm has really got them trending in the right direction, even though they lost that ball game versus Louisville and UNC. You go on the road and you beat them. UNC's defense has been challenged for a while now. They still are, but you saw Lamar Jackson do it with his legs. You saw him do it with his arm, and this was after you had North Carolina players, at least one player, saying he won't do anything against us. We're going to corral him. He won't be able to run. He won't be able to throw. Oh, really? Dude had over 600 yards of offense against you. Shut up.
I was really interested in the Aaron Taylor take, your colleague at CBS Sports Network, of this USC-Texas game, and he said that this is the perfect Tom Herman spot. They come out with a dud, of course, in week one, and then the pixie dust comment that had everybody upset. He said there was a backstory to that I'd love to hear at some point, but he couldn't share on the air. So that is an interesting thing to be. But he says this would be the Tom Herman spot where he grabs the national attention again with a big upset of beating a better team. It's a tall task, sure, but the way that Sam Darnold looked last week, it's just going to be tough for me to pick the Longhorns with the defensive issues that I've seen. Yes, it's not always going to be as bad as it was against Maryland. I understand that. But Darnold in week one, a couple of struggles, much bigger deal people made out of it than it was. And he came back and was just as cool as a cucumber in his last game. Just amazing.
Still had a couple picks in that ball game, four on the season, also four touchdown passes. He had the four versus Stanford. But the running the ball is the key for USC. And Ronald Jones, kid from Texas, and this Stephen Carr, who's a true freshman, both over 100 yards rushing last week. And to play as physical as they did versus a very physical Stanford football team really put Stanford away there in that third and fourth quarter. And so that was truly impressive. I thought they would win. I thought they would play better than they did versus Western Michigan. They had receivers step up who didn't in that first ball game, didn't have the drops that they experienced in that first ball game. And I think Texas will play better in this one. They did what you're supposed to do to a lesser opponent. They dispatched with Sam Houston or San Jose State 56-0. That's what you're supposed to do. And I think they now are going to lean on their running game. You got a big running back in Chris Warren. This guy goes about 250, 260. Lean on him going up against that Pendergrass defensive coordinator there at USC. They gave up chunks of yards in both games. Western Michigan last week to Bryce Love, running back for Stanford. He's averaging about 9 yards a carry right now. And so you can run the rock on this defense, I believe. But I love the linebacker, especially Cameron Smith there at USC, and Port Augustine, two of the best in the game. Watch out for this Tail guy in that secondary, Marvin Tell. I believe that's his name, number 7. This cat is a freak. They've got some good defenders in that secondary for USC.
Upset?
No, I'm not going to say upset. Right. But Texas will cover.
All right.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a preview of your picks.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe I just gave it away.
I was really disappointed to hear this story, and this is one of those we have to see how it plays out. But I've been talking about Last Chance U on Netflix for the longest time. And the player who was probably featured the most, if he wasn't featured the most, he was featured the second most out of all the players in season 2, was a running back named Isaiah Wright. He had a brother that he grew up in many foster homes with. One was a former player at East Mississippi Community College, and his name was Camion Patrick. The other brother that he had that he went to many foster homes with was a manager, an equipment manager on the team where Isaiah Wright was. Well, Camion Patrick and Isaiah Wright are each charged with one count of criminal homicide in the July 25th death of an 18-year-old. And when you are charged with murder and you have all these opportunities there for you and you work so hard to get there, it's just a heartbreaking thing. Now, if they did this, of course, I don't need to say it's inexcusable. It's a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to apologize for my first feeling, because I saw these guys and I believed in them and rooted for them. My first reaction was that's just heartbreaking all around. Just a terrible story.
It is, and you get these second and sometimes third chances, and you waste them away. That's on you. And some people just can't get right. Maybe there's a mental deficiency that's there. Who knows? But some people are just dealing with so much trauma from a younger age that their reality is totally different from our reality. And so, you know, till we get to the bottom of this and know for sure that these guys were the culprits in what occurred here, it's sad. And you having seen that film and knowing their background makes it even more so. But it for some cats, man, it's just a challenge. Life is a challenge, and it was a challenge at a very young age, and they still haven't figured it out, and some of them will not figure it out.
Yeah, and both of them seem so smart, too. They really did. They came across so smart. So we'll see how it plays out. Coming up next, week 2 in the NFL started with a dud. There'll be some good stuff coming.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years.
and their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day.
And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.